vai era na dor. Se adoro o bom. Se adoro o bom. The warrior bringing to us tonight. Thank you because you are going to open our eyes. You bring let my ears hear. No, we receive the same eyes than the ears hear. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your name alone be praised. Oh Lord, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh Lord, you are my step, you lead me.
Step by step, you lead me.
And I will follow you.
And I will follow you.
Follow you.
All of my ways.
Step by step, you lead me.
Step by step, you lead me.
And I will follow you. that we need to journal with in this year is this song. It will guide your progression into things in God. Lines upon lines, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there, that we might follow his footsteps, his footprints, his pathways, his track records. This is the way masculinity and maturity is built out of a man. It is easier to arrive at the destination when you follow the footprint, an existent footprint. It's very easy. Alright, there's nothing you want to fabricate on your own. The ways of the Spirit are already masterminded by the Immortal. All we need to do is to follow the footsteps, the footprint, to glide that route of immortal realities. So that's why we are saying, step by step, it leads us. And we will follow him all of our days. We don't have the innate capacity on our own, in our flesh, to fabricate a new pathway. There's an existent pathway within the corridors of heaven that it is expected of us to follow through. And as long as we follow that pathway, that platform, there's the assurance of landing safely. Please take your seat. Step by step, you lead, and I will follow you all of my days. Step by step, you lead me. Step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you. I will follow you all of my days. Step by step, you lead me. Step by step, you lead me, and I will follow you. I will follow you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's turn our Bibles quickly. I don't want to take much time today. I'll just try to do a bit of exaltation. And we trust the Lord to help us. Let's flip our Bibles quickly to the book of Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah. Prophet Isaiah. Alright, see, in this time and in this season, there is a lot of burden in our heart, and we will ensure that we give birth to this impregnable position that we are. Alright, we are so much pregnant. You know, a woman is not always comfortable until she has given birth. As soon as Zion travails, she brought forth a child. Alright? A woman comes to the place of rest, to the place of seeming comfortability until the time that she gives birth, until the time that she delivers of her baby. Alright?
for the journey of 9 months or thereabouts, all things being equal, it's always one level of depravity, one level of discomfort. Right? You know, when a pregnant woman sleeps, it's not the way that a normal person sleeps. You can sleep anyhow, all right, as a normal human being. But somebody who is pregnant, there's always a discomfort. There are some sleeping postures that the person can't take again, all right, because it's gonna be a disturbance to the possibilities locked up on her inside, all right. So for a period of some few months until the time of giving birth, there's always a discomfort. Alright, that's because there's something on the inside that is glorious, that's about to be brought forth into the landscape, alright? And until that thing is delivered, that discomfort ensued, continually ensued, alright? So I'm saying to us, in a nutshell, that the Lord is putting a lot of burdens that is impregnable into men in this time. Alright? And until we posture ourselves for a delivering process, alright, there's every possibility that the burden dies on our inside. Are you following? Because it is not all the time that you give birth, that you get pregnant, that you also give birth. Alright, there's something they call stillbirth. It means that you can be pregnant and the baby will still die inside of you. Alright? That's the position of many Christians. The Lord gives them burden, but the burden dies. Why? Because we don't take the position of exploring the possibilities of God that is locked up on our inside. Alright? But we must always come to a point that we ensure that the impregnable position must come to a place of delivery. It's very important, all right? So that's why the Lord is bringing to us a lot of burdens in this time. And we must ensure that these burdens find a lasting expression to the degree that these burdens can be bettered forth. These burdens can find expression in the landscape. This body can be materialized. Alright, this body can become a particle that can be touched, that can be palpable and touchable. Do you understand it? So the body will not just be at the matter level, it will not just be at the energy level. We must ensure that we birth it forth to the degree that men can latch upon it, that men can touch it. Alright, because that's the most important thing. Do you understand it? You see, the joy of people is not just that you get pregnant. Their joy is that you give birth. Is that true? That is good. Your belly can protrude. Your belly can bulge. But people are not, they are not really interested in that. It's good, all right? But they want to see the day that you will give birth to that thing that is on your inside. And it will be a taboo that you are pregnant and you don't give birth. Are you following? So as much as your process is good, thank God for your process. We are happy that you are going through process. But we don't just want to see processes. We also want to see the aftermath effect. We want to see the result. So a result must be bettered out of our lives. All right? It's in fact one of the ways that we know that you are truly going through a process is that we see results. Is that true? Yes. So when you are going through some couple of dealings, some couple of realities in God, it is expedient that we come to a posture of delivery, a posture of giving birth. Because as much as we are happy with your impregnable position, we also want to see results over your life. Very important. All right? Very important. All right, so this result is not for self-gratification. No, sir. It's so that the kingdom can experience a shift, that men will gaze at you and they will see that the kingdom is getting towards reality. in time and even in eternal realms. Alright?
Do you understand it? Alright, so
you can be effective in eternity and also in time. Alright? Your relevance is tied to those realms. Alright, hope you are aware that this side is also a side of eternity. Time is a side of eternity.
You are not here? You don't understand what I'm saying? In the beginning, God created the heaven and
what?
And the earth.
God created eternity and time. Alright, so time proceeded out of eternity.
Do you understand it?
So, when in time, as we are in time, time is also a side of eternity. Alright, so God expects that you are relevant both in eternity and where? And in time. And you learn from immortality. That's a progression. Alright?
You are not following.
Yes,
alright. So, you're learning. The learning system now is within God. You are learning within God. Alright? So that you can have effect in eternity and in time. Hope you are aware that eternity is not enough to capture God. Alright? You can't box God in eternity. No, sir. Eternity has a beginning, but no end. But God does not have a beginning, no end.
Are you following?
You are not here.
Yes.
Okay. Because you know we don't understand the difference between eternity and God. Alright? Eternity has what? A beginning and no end. But God does not have a beginning nor end. Alright? So God created eternity. In the beginning, God created the heaven. Heaven is what? Eternity. And if God created it, that means it has a beginning. But it does not have a beginning. That's why it dwells in a light unapproachable. God is immortal in nature. It was from thence that eternity and time came into being. Alright, so it is expedient that a man reigns in eternity and you also reign in time. Alright, so when God was giving Adam the dominion mandate, what God said is that God said, let us make man in our own image, right? After our own likeness. Right? So that man will have dominion over the fowls of the earth, over eternity. Alright? That's pointing you to heaven. It's pointing you to constellation. Alright? Over the fowls of the earth, the fishes of the sea. Alright? So, he's telling you about the three-dimensional realm that man must rule over. Alright? Alright. Let me... The way you're looking at me... It's as though your glucose level is low. Hallelujah. Amen. Your receptacle is... No? This thing is just bouncing back. Hallelujah. All right, are you following me?
Yes,
what I'm saying in essence is that a man must reign well in eternity and in time. That's the agenda of God. Alright? Are you following me?
Yes.
That's why even in the new world to come, we are still going to see the new heaven and the new earth. They will collapse. Alright? And the intention of God originally for the superimposition of the heaven over the earth will now come to bear. Alright? At such day, you will not see any difference between heaven and earth because they would have collapsed. Alright? I see a new heaven and a new earth. At that day, if you pick your leg like this from heaven, you will find yourself on earth. And if you pick yourself from earth, your leg from earth, you'll find yourself where? In heaven. Why? Because that realm has now collapsed into one. So that was why God could enter into Eden. Because heaven and earth at that point in time were in perpetual and linear continuum.
Do you understand it?
There's no separation between heaven and earth. All right. So we are supposed to learn the cultures of heaven and replicate it and reflect it in time. All right. That's the original intention of God. But the fall mesmerized some of those things and sabotaged the reality of God. But a day is coming again that we are going to come back into that reality. And it has begun. All right. So that it will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's the original intent of God, that the reality that is going on in heavenly landscape will be factored here, will be factored in this place. Hallelujah. All right, so I just try to wait our appetite. All right,
are you blessed already?
Yes, sir.
With this one we can go.
All right, you know, some of these things, when you amplify them within you, it will bet more gateways. It will bet more portals that you're just thinking about. It's just about maybe 3 minutes or 4 minutes or 5 minutes, all right? But when you sit down to begin to do business with it, it will begin to expand, all right? Because that realm is expanding, all right? You know why scientists are discovering new things? It's because eternity and time is expanding. Are you following me? Those days when we were in school, they discovered that there were some planets. Is that true?
Yes.
Alright, so we could see Jupiter, we could see Saturn and all of those things. Alright, you could see Jupiter captured in scriptures, right? Did you see Jupiter in scriptures?
Yes.
Alright. Paul. Hallelujah. But as they traveled further, they discover that this realm is a continuum realm. As they keep traveling, they discover that there are new things in God. They travel Milky Ways, all right? As they keep traveling, they keep seeing new things because that realm is expanding. All right? So God is beginning to introduce us to little things out of his possibilities. Are you following me? In fact, some of the things that we are seeing, they are just scratching the surface of God. Alright? We have not even arrived into anything. All of this one that you are shouting at, what if you see the things of God, you will run. You will die. Do you understand it? Because naturally, you will disappear into oblivion. That's why I was telling Moses that no man sees me and live. That's the law. It's the law that governs the sight of God. Do you understand?
We are not here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's the law. If no man sees me and live, is the law. I know some of you say in the new covenant now we can see him. Go and see him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The best way that it could permit us to see him is to see him in the face of Christ. That's the person who has the capacity to behold. No man has seen God at any time except the Son that came from his bosom. He has declared him to us. He has revealed him. The entirety of God, if you collide with it, they are ranking angelic beings that if you collide with them, you fall down. Because of the degrees of their light, how much more the God man, or the God that regulates the whole heaven and earth. Alright? And so your sight of him is at the peripheral level. When you travel intrinsically, you will run. Alright, so what it does to us is that it reveals to us in fragments and in bits. Are you me?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So he begins to unveil himself. That's why you must travel deep and travel far. Because the more you travel, the more you see a fragment of God. Are you following me? Even when we transit into eternity, you can't see the end of God. Are you following me? When we transit even into that realm, you don't know the person we are talking about. You don't know.
Presently, we have about 7.2 billion in the entire universe. Alright? All of these 7.2 billion personalities, they are like grasshoppers before Him. You don't know the person we are talking about. They are like what? Grasshoppers. At the snap of His fingers, all the 7.2 billion can die at once. If He says, I want to shut down this realm and even eternity at His wings, at His wings. Are you following me? So the person we are dealing with is not a man captured. He's not just, listen, he's not just captured in eternity. Please follow me. He's not just a man you can capture and say, no, sir. This man lives beyond the realm called eternity. Alright? Are you following me? And by that, I'm saying that the realm of creation, because eternity was also created. In the beginning, God created the heavens. That means there's an existence somewhere before the beginning. Is that true? All right. Are we blessed already? You see, these things, when you begin to fraternize with them, they inform your possibilities. All right. So you just sit down and you begin to think God. You begin to. We are not saying that you are looking for the beginning of God. You can't find it. Alright? I was saying to us humorously one time that now, everything can be found on Google. But when you type, what is the beginning of God? You can't find it. Alright? They can give you 21 steps to start ministry. You know, you don't need the Holy Ghost for that one. Just go to Google. I said 21 ways to begin ministry. You see downloads, you see templates everywhere. There are many men of God who has written, they have written a lot. Alright? So that's why the Holy Ghost, you know, just consult Google. But the problem is that you get to a point in your journey that you'll be stuck. You now know that you need the Holy Ghost. That Google is not as functional as the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But when you type on Google, I say the beginning of God, they can give you peripheral and sketchy reality, which is not functional. Alright? But you cannot find His bearing. His ways are past finding out. Alright? When you try. So you are not looking for the beginning of God. You only want to capture the ways of God, the acts of the Father. Alright? Because therein lies your own progression. Without capturing His heart, the download upon the portion upon the tablet of His heart, your journey in time might be stuck. Alright? So our progression in time is tied to our knowledge of Him. Our progression in time is tied to our knowledge of Him at every juncture of our spiritual escapade. That one who journey is because we have captured something in Him. The knowledge of Him is aiding our journey. The knowledge of Him is aiding our progress, our progression, our trajectory. All right. Okay, I said I didn't want to teach for long, so I guess you are now coming alive. So you're unlocking something. Hallelujah. Amen. Before your glucose level was when I gauge in the speed, I'm just seeing 10%. Hallelujah. But now it has risen a little bit. About around 16% now. Good. So when you rise. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God's presence is beautiful. It's awesome. Sublime. Alright, Isaiah chapter 2. Are we there? Isaiah chapter 2. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Alright? The Bible says that, don't worry, we are not doing sight today. But it's funny how that a man can see word.
the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw. I thought you were supposed to hear. Said the word that he saw. Alright? I thought the Bible was saying the word that he heard. But it says the word that he saw. Alright? But we are not doing sight. Let me continue. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God, of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, alright? And we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse 4. And he shall be judged among the nations, and shall rebuke many, many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Verse 5. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Hallelujah. Alright, so this scripture is very pertinent within the time gate of reality that is going to be happening in Nigeria in our time. Alright. And I like us to pay very rapt and close attention to what we're about to look at tonight. Very important, because this is the prophetic destiny of the church. Alright? The prophetic, according to what is captured within the annals of immortality or eternity or what have you, alright, is that a period will come, an epoch will come, where the house of the Lord will become the cynosure. The house of the Lord will become the center of attraction and attention. Alright? That, listen, you will not need to anarchize men. You will not need to compel men. Alright? You will not need to compel men to come. There is a reality that enforces their exodus into the church, into the environment of spirit climb. Alright? So it says to us, according to this scripture, is that a time will come that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains. Alright? And when this is established, you know, Jesus said, I will build my church, my ecclesia, and the gate of hell shall not prevail over it. Alright? So, that's an establishment. The building of the church is the establishment of the church. Alright? A time is coming that the church will now begin to gain masculinity. So much so that the church will become the sovereign center of the economy world, of the scientific world, that the science, the political sector, all realms, they will come to feed from the church, because the only solution that will outwit the realities of darkness will be captured within the corridor of the church. All right, so the church will become like the consultation arena. All right, the church will become the remedy to the loopholes, the remedy to the problem thriving in the landscape. That's the prophetic destiny of the church. And that's the days that we are running into. Alright? That time is fast approaching. Alright? We are already getting there. Only that the knowledge needs to spread, needs to be weaved into men. Alright? Because you cannot say that less than 10% of reality is happening and we have arrived in that time. Do you understand it? We need that at least, we should have over average, so that every problem or plight that the world is going through, the church, we have a solution to it. Are you following me? Then we need to come consult men who are fraternized with wisdom, men who understood witty inventions, men who understood the trafficking of wisdom in the immortal realm. Do you understand it? So that everything that they want to do, it could be around your neighborhood, it could be around your environment, they will come first to learn your wisdom. Just in the same way that when Queen Sheba heard of the wisdom of Solomon, Queen Sheba had to travel from her own country to learn the wisdom of Solomon. And as she was coming, she didn't come empty-handed. She came with resources just to learn a man's wisdom, because they have heard the wisdom of Solomon in every sphere. Alright? They didn't hear about war, because Solomon never fought any war. The only thing that gave him an edge was the wisdom layer he captured in God. So Solomon said something. Solomon said, wisdom is better than weapons of warfare. Where did he learn that from? He was saying that my father tried. Yes, he did. He fought battles, but I came with wisdom. When you have wisdom, you are living practically above men with weapons, with arsenals, with weaponries, because wisdom is better than arsenals. That's what Solomon said. Is that true? So a man who captured layers of wisdom, he never needed to fight. All right? These were the realities that were factored in Christ. They said, what wisdom is this? About Jesus, what wisdom is this? So the time comes, and it's fast approaching, all right, where all of the remedied reality of the kingdom will be factored into men of the kingdom. All right? And by so doing, men will now begin to unveil these possibilities into spheres. These possibilities will eat the seven mountains. It will eat the media, the political realm. It will eat sport, education, entertainment. All right? In total, demonic influences and systems have pervaded every realm. All right? As we speak, yes, they have. All right? So, the Lord intends that the church will come to a place where we are going to delete these intelligences of demonic influences, and we'll begin to install spiritual protocols in every sphere, every realm, so that the texture of the spirit can find expression in every realm. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
That's the time that we can now begin to say that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our God. Are you me? Now we are still far. Why? Because men are not latching onto the schemes that sponsor the reality of wisdom captures. Are you following me? When we begin to arrive at that airport, it will be so visible that the only solution is the church.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, at that time, the church will not need to wait on government. Alright? The church will begin to take initiative by themselves. They will not have to wait on government to provide infrastructures and facilities. No, when this day breaks, the church will begin to man order all of those things. That when government comes, they say, but we have been trying to do all of this since all these years. How are you doing it?
You are not here.
How are you doing it? We have been trying to fix everything, but it's not working. It's a deliberate reality. Of course, we know that we are praying for the country.
Yeah? Are you following me?
We are praying for Nigeria, but it's deliberate. It's so that the Nigeria will come to a point that they will latch only upon the intelligence that proceeds out of the shekels of the sanctuary.
the intelligence that proceeds from the throne. Alright, so that's why we need to write. Ancient men, we need to write. And when I say ancient, I'm not talking about chronological age. I'm talking about your ancientness within. Alright? You must understand your possibilities in God, so that through us, remedies will come to spheres. Remedies will come to realm. That people, they can call. Please, when I talk, don't forget your age. Did you hear what I said? Every time I talk, if I'm teaching or I'm saying something, just because some of you, I receive feedbacks from you. Some are saying, I'm still young, I'm still small. Do you understand it? And when you say that thing, there's a chord that will be struck in me. So somebody just said that again. So when you said it, it just landed on my heart. So when I talk, don't consider age. Are you following me? These things, we are installing them into us. By the time they will begin to break forth, it will be a collocation of intelligences that you have captured in the place of fraternity. Do you understand it? Very important. Very important. We need to learn and gain masteries. Alright? So that we can outwit demonic possibilities. We can outsmart them. We can outsmart. Right now, they are doing a lot of traffickings in the spirit. Alright? In the negative supernatural. But Christians are still backlogged. We are far. Alright? That's why. And everything that they invent, everything that they create, we are using them. Everything. Alright, they told us those days that don't go to the internet. But now, all of the things that they created out of demonic possibilities, Christians are using them. Are you following me? You begin to discover that those who have propounded a lot of theories, these guys, I'm telling you that 70% of them are not Christians. Yes, they are not. Some of them are atheists. Some of them are warlocks. Do you understand it? Many of them are new agers. Yet, they are trafficking that realm and downloading things. But Christians are still far. But unfortunately for us, all of those things that they download, we are a party to them. That's why we have become a slave to their system. Yes, you have to use a phone. You cannot just arise and say, I'm not using a phone again. Is that true? Oh, you are not here. That, from now, no more phone. Amen. And as long as you are using it, you are a slave to the system, because this, any phone that is not internet enabled is not a phone, it's a stone. Are you with? It's what? It's a stone. So as long as you are using an internet enabled phone, you must subscribe. You are a slave for those things. Yet somebody stood in a place and downloaded some of those things that a Christian will not on another. We're sharing today that many of us we sleep at the time that they were receiving downloads and informations from the spirit realm. But the best that we do is what? Men who rule in the day are giants in the night. Yes. If you want to rule your day, you must become a giant. Where? At night. You must maximize your night seasons. It's just a natural reality that at night things are unfolded. Yes. Maybe you don't know. That's why it is that time that sleep comes. But if you can deprive yourself of sleep, there are things that you will traffic. There are things that you will go into. Because that season is not meant to be, it's supposed to be a time of leisure. But if you want to relieve yourself and say, I want to go through this pain. God say, this boy is serious. This boy is serious. Let me unveil things to him. Because on a normal day, it's supposed to be your leisure hour to sleep. But you're not depriving yourself of that thing. God say, this one is serious. I can do business with this one. I know that some of you are saying, but I will go to work. What's my own with your work? Amen. Are you working for me? What's my own? Will I go to work? Amen. We are trying to build kingdom responsible persons. Alright? We are not trying to build charlatans or weaklings, lazy brats. You cannot profit like that, sir. No, sir. You can't. Your profitability is tied to your intentionality. Are you with me? Your profitability is tied to what? Your it's not rhyme, so it's tied to your you are intentional about it. I want to be relevant. It's one thing about my life. So if you like, go and shadow box. You will still see me relevant. Amen? Just be shadow boxing. No, you can beat the air. You've not seen somebody who is not seeing anything as you like this. It's called shadow boxing. Alright? When we know that you are real, is that you enter into the ring and face somebody real. Is that day you will know that you are not proficient. Because if one blow hits you, you remember those days of Mike Tyson and Holyfield. Mike Tyson thought it was the best, but when that guy landed, he had to bite the ears. Say, this one is something else. I already. We don't know your proficiency except on the field. When you enter battlefield, talk is cheap. Alright? Let's see your action. Let's see your life. It's very important. Right? So you deny yourself of your leisure. You deny yourself of your sleep. Day unto day, uttereth speech. Night unto night, sheweth knowledge. Alright? It is at night that it doesn't mean that during the day. You see, during the day, there are a lot of things going on around. A lot of distractions, all right. There's a lot of trafficking everywhere, all right. So, even though there are a lot of all those things, yet those days still utters their speeches, all right. It does not mean that the speech of God, the language of God, will talk. No, day unto day utters speech, God still speaks, all right. But if a man wants to arrive in tangibility, you must stay with knowledge. Night unto night, sheweth knowledge. So the speech you capture in the day can be reviewed accurately at night.
Does that mean that it can't be reviewed in the day too? Of course it can.
Only that the night season is a serene atmosphere. Very serene. Alright? If he stops playing the keyboard now, you will discover that the atmosphere will be so conducive. Alright? Everywhere will be silent. You can perceive things in the spirit. Your receptacles are enlivened. They are alive. They can pick easily. That's why one of the ways that if you want to learn to hear God well, you must begin maybe at night or very early in the morning. Because those times, they are serene moments that you can, everywhere will be silent. You can easily pick when God is speaking. Alright?
It's when you begin to advance that you can begin to hear him in marketplaces. Alright? Even in the midst of jamboree and all, you can still pick the frequencies of heaven. Alright? So the Bible says all that in the last days, the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted in the top of the mountains. Is that true? It shall be exalted in the top of the mountains. That means this mountain of the house of the Lord will become visible. It will become conspicuous. It will become real. Because it says so that it shall be exalted above the other mountains. Alright? So it means that because there are several mountains. So instead of you consulting yoga,
there's something you will see that is exalted.
I don't know if you are listening.
So, you know now we have so many options.
You know, you are now.
As we speak, we have over 4,000 religions.
You don't know. Or you think you just have Christian, Chado, Muslim.
No, there are a lot. It's over 4,000.
Amen.
Over, if you, even in this Nigeria alone, you can see more than.
Are you following me? Just some people say,
they call them light bearers. Amen. They call themselves light, but they know what they are doing. Amen. They just doing.
You know, there are some people, if they want to do their offering, they just come to offering basket at their corners. This is how they work. They do offering. They do like. No, what, you don't know them.
Yeah, I know them.
Amen.
They also wear white. This is the issue.
So we don't know the difference. So when they just see us, like, amen.
The Saint Guru Maharaj.
I remember I was reading something about him. There was a time there was a rumor that he died. He said, "How can I die? God.
Said at least I'm waiting. Said at least I will live 500 years.
Okay.
You know why he's still living? Because of priesthood. That's why. Amen. So instead of dying, you just pick virgins. Use them for oblation, for rituals. So those ones will take their death. That's why some of these political envoys too, they are still living till date. Because they are constantly doing priesthood. They are engaging priesthood. These are Christian realities. We have wielded all of these things with demonic influences. Demonic realm. They are going out. They are practicing well. You know, by what knowledge they do all of those things? They have practiced. Do you understand it? They know how these things work. They know the mystery of altar, the mystery of sacrifices.
Alright, but unfortunately for us, all we want to hear is I'm a new creation. Alright, we don't understand deeper dimensions of reality in God. Are you with me? The Lord will help us.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to me. The house of the Lord shall be established. It will be exalted. Alright? That means it will take the high place. Alright? It's not because in those days many will not still see other options. No, there will be so many alternatives. But what will capture their attention is the church that is exalted, because it would have become a cynosure. Alright? In those days, they will not need to consult Ifa. Amen? The solution will be in the church. They will not need to consult Opele. The solution will be where? In the church. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You are not here. If you want to displace demonic fraternity, you must also come with strong reasons. Are you with me? You must come. You can't say don't go and worship Ifa. No, you need to give us what will be superior to that thing. Don't just talk is cheap. People want to see. Are you with me? Don't just say God loves you. No. When they have amputated hand, grow it. When you grow the hand, say, this God is real. But you see, they will go to Ifa and to grow amputated hand. And you are saying they should not go. Why wouldn't they go? What do you have to offer them?
You that you are talking,
what do you have to offer them? You see people go to yoga, and as they are coming, they just see the man they are coming to meet. The man has levitated like this. Is it? Amen. That one alone is worth believing.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
That's why some of you too, you know, the church, you have to shake the amen. You know, it's also a strategy. Because if a man is just standing like this, they are saying vision, they don't believe you. But they need dramatic experiences. You can dramatize. You can, glory to God. You know, those things, they are spices. They spice it up. Alright? Glory to God. So you enter yoga house. Or Harish Krishna. See, those Indians, the Chinese, they have gone. Even Americans are running after them. When it comes to technological advancement, they have artificial intelligence. It's now raining. I follow you? They want to come to a realm that nothing. I remember those days, my grandma, when we were very much younger, she would say that thing. It still rings in my ears till date. She says, white are the second in command after God. My grandma said, are you kidding my mind? What is she saying? I'm now understanding better. They have gone far. And mind you, I'm telling you that 80% of those guys are not Christians. All of these, the Jackie Chan that you see, they are not Christians. They worship Harish Krishna. They just enter into the temple. They can stay in a place for 8 hours, for 20 hours. They just sit down. And as they are sitting down, they are meditating, they are traveling. That's why people, when people hear meditation now, they say, it's demonic. No, sir. It's the way you are using it. It's a scriptural reality. Are you following me? No, it's not. It's meditation is the word, is the word, mortar. Are you following me? You are muttering the word of God. You are muttering it. The same way that a sheep, we mutter the food just to suck the nutrients. Alright, so as you are muttering the word, you are sucking the nutrients. That's when the reality comes. Alright, you need to see when the baby is breastfeeding. It's not the breast that is the important thing, but the nutrients. I mean, even my son at night when he's sleeping, he's still doing like that. Amen. It's as if he's still sucking. Are you following? There's something he's enjoying. So they just enter into their temple and they begin to sit. In that place, they can rise. They can rise. You know what is happening to them? That rising is bringing them into some corridors that are dangerous. Where there are witty inventions. Yeah, where there are new things that you have not seen in time. And from that place, as they are coming back, you just see them with notepad. They are writing what they saw and they replicate it in time. And Christians use them. By what intent will somebody be in America and you are here, you are communicating with the person and it's locked up within just this gadget, just small thing. You think it's normal? You have to travel into the deep to capture such. It's not at the peripheral level, sir. No, it's a deep reality. How you can conjoin components and you just arrive at somebody's in America and you are communicating. It's because Christians are not rising and the day is breaking again. Are you following me? The day Christians, we need to come. We need to understand how to manipulate mysteries in the spirit to the advantage of the kingdom. Are you following me? How to manipulate mysteries in the spirit to the advantage of God. That when people cause, is a Christian who did this, then we follow your God. We are going to follow.
Have you forgotten that in Babylon, when Daniel arrived, the king Nebuchadnezzar said, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be served. Is that true? That was because a kingdom man arrived. A kingdom man showed the possibilities of God. They were looking for the persons who will reveal the dream of the king and the interpretation thereof. All of the yogas, the warlocks, the necromancers, none of them could do that. But the kingdom man arrived and said, give us a night, just a night. And the following day, he came and said, the king, come, come. I have seen your dream and the interpretation thereof. Ah! The man said, Kai, the God of Daniel shall be served. That's how we can win men into the kingdom. We win men by strategies, by kingdom realities. Listen, it's not just by talking. Yes, your preaching is good.
Yeah, are you following me?
But your preaching needs to be coupled with realities. It's a twin entity. A twin, not just single entity. Twin. You teach and you do. Yes, that's it. That's the protocol. Is that you teach and you do what? And you do.
I taught you about Ezra. Is that true?
He learned, number one, to learn the law, to do the law, and also to teach it. Right? Of all that, Jesus began both to do and to teach. The problem is that we only teach, we are not doing. Are you following me? That's the strategy behind crusades. People will not just come and convert because you thought. No, they want to see blind eyes opened. They want to see cripple rise. And you that are seated, you are not believing God. Somebody just sat beside you. You are an atheist. You just say, let me just come. Because it will go beyond teaching for an atheist to convert. An atheist understood scriptures. In fact, what brought him into atheism was because he has read something in scriptures that were confusing to him. So it will go beyond just teaching. There's something, there's a power dimension that must unlock his heart. Because the heart is locked. Do you understand it? So it's not just by the words of the mouth. Very important. Your teaching are very good. Your teachings are very good. Are you following me? But the man, this is why demonic war they are reigning. Because they show things, they show signs. They don't just talk. Is that true? You've not seen when you consult an Ifa. You just enter like this. Welcome, Kunle. You'll be shocked. Do you know me before? I know you. Because before you came, a spirit came and told me that Kunle is coming. And this is the problem Kunle is coming with. Yeah, these are our realities. It's painful. That alone will make you believe. So I know this is like a king. I know. It's sure. You now begin to recommend men. Is that true? What you are doing is that you are preaching. That's what Jesus came to do. That we can preach to men. So the devil knew that thing. You know, he's also using the same strategy. Amen. Oh my God. So when Jesus was under the tree and he saw Philip, is that true? It was then that Philip believed. It was then that also this other guy, Nathaniel. Jesus said, thou art an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guide. What was his response? He said, of the truth, you are the prophet. Jesus said, is it because I saw you? He said, hereafter you will see greater things, because you will see the heavens open and angel ascending and descending upon the top of the Son of Man. Jesus revealed a dimension first. You remember the lady at the well, John chapter 4, where Jesus said, show me your husband. He said, you are true, you are true. Because the person in your house now is not even your husband. You have had five husbands. The Bible said, the woman said, you are the prophet. And she ran into the village to go and preach to people and brought them to Christ. That's the agenda of the end time. The prophetic destiny of the church is that men will flow into the church. They will not just come, they will flow. Amen. What we are seeing now is coming. People are coming to church.
When we arrive, men will flow. That's what the Bible says. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
You are not here.
Yes, sir.
Is that what Isaiah said?
Yes, sir.
At that time, men will flow. If they will flow like water. We are seeing 100,000 capacity. People are shouting. That's not the agenda of God. It's just...
Amen? Amen? That one is just... Are you following me? When we arrive, a whole nation will become a church.
Oh, you're not here.
Yes, sir.
A whole Lagos will become a church.
We have about 1 something million in Lagos, right? 170.
Amen? In fact, Lagos is too small.
There's a river inside me that is able to drown the world. There's a river inside me that is able to drown the world. Hey. There's a river inside me that is able to drown the world.
Shall turn to the Lord. We have not seen soul winning, sir. No, we are at the scratch. We are just beginning. When we truly arrive, a whole nation will convert. When we arrive, Kuwait, Iran, Iraq, they will begin to hand over their merchants. They hand over their reality unto the kingdoms. That's mass evangelism. It's because Christians are not arising. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen. Christians are far. We need to arise so that the devil and the demonic influences will not outwit us. In the last days, the mountains of the house of the Lord shall be exalted. And the top of the mountains. It's painful that I've not even entered what I'm about to teach tonight. And I don't want to teach for long. Are you me? So, I was telling us on Saturday, the Lord began to say to me that don't just raise men that will just be speaking in tongues. Amen. We just gather and speak in tongues. You are not betting ideas. Are you me? You just tongues are supposed to ensure that you fraternize with spirits. You see, you can't meet with a spirit in the shrine and they will not give you an idea. Are you me? If you go to a shrine and you meet with a spirit, they don't come to play with you. It's not playing. They want to give you ideas. They say, go and do this, and this will happen. So when you meet with the king's spirit, you must come back with innovations. So when you are praying, you're supposed to be geared towards God. What do you want to do? I'm available. You can do business in such a way that they have not done it before.
Yes,
yes, it's the same business, but your own package will be different.
Yes,
don't just raise men that will speak in tongues. It's good. I mean,
yes.
Supposed to be a way we traffic into the spirit realms, a way we align with spirit entities. Are you me? But now you don't have that understanding again. You just gonna do shaker talk. Elegede. Ilobodo. You go back empty brain, empty barren. They are just speaking in tongues for nothing. You are supposed to be impregnable, impregnated with what you speak in tongues. You receive downloads. You replicate in time. You replicate it on earth. Sit down, think. Sit down, think innovation. Think what next can I do? Don't just say they are paying me salary. It's good. You are supposed to pay men salary. Are you following me? Take your time, bet inventions, bet realities in the kingdom. You see, this time, this world is a burden to me. We want to build boisterous men. Men who can capture things in the spirit and replicate. We are not just dependent. We are not just a dependent ratio. No, sir. We are dependent on the spirit, but independent on earth. Do you understand that? When the day breaks that we are talking about, the evangelism will be national. It's not just be, you know what we are doing now? Somebody leaves this denomination and goes to say, we are having soul winning. So, no, that's not soul winning, sir. That one is just, what do we call it? Crisscrossing, switching from one church to the other. Say, I'm no longer attending this denomination. I want to go. Amen. Say, we have one soul. No. You are only eating what you have not. Are you mean? When we truly arrive, when you enter villages, they will surrender to the will of the Spirit. I remember those days in NCF that we do rural rugged. Even we know that we are stiffer. Because eventually we go to a village that's about over 5,000. And when we check our record for soul winning, they are not up to 200. There's something wrong with us. Rural rugged is very good. I mean, but we need to, when we go with the true power of the Spirit, a whole village will surrender to the reality of Christ. If I hear you quote the kingdom of this world, I become the king. If I hear you quote that scripture, it's not supposed to be quoted by you. Amen. So the kingdom of this world has become, you don't know what you're talking about. Which kingdom? As we talk right now, is demonic entities ruling, the prince of the powers of the air. Alright? So Christ, it's as though Christians are just beginning. Those things he has done for years, we are just trying to uninstall them right now. Amen. We are just starting. Are you mean? If we are not just starting, Nigeria will not be like this. Are you mean? Because we are far. Sir, it does not just answer only to prayers. You must stay in a place where you download wisdom. When wisdom comes, you give them wisdom. Hey, they will pay for it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's the strategy of Solomon. You see, Solomon's are also going to rise again. You know, sir, the Lord said that to us that Bezalel and Aholiab, they will rise. Men of skillful invention. Men who are skilled. I mean, see, these messages, you go back, you go and listen to them. And as you are listening, you are meditating. You are just ensure that you have books and paper with you, paper and Bible, so that you can begin to scribble things, all right? Because the Lord will begin to give you flows of intuition, of ideas. Are you following me? Don't just come here and listen to message and just speak in tongues, sir. We want to see technocrats arise. We want to see technologists arise. Are you following me? We want to see men in government like Joseph
that will begin to provide solution to the impending carnage in Egypt. It was on that template that he could decipher what the dream of the king meant. And because of that, the king said, "Kai, we are going to promote Joseph. Only in the throne will I be greater than you." So Joseph became the economist, the strategist of Egypt in a strange land. In a strange land, what are we talking about? He became the master planner. It is whatever Joseph said that the king adjusted. The territory were at his beck and call. Because they knew that this is the man who had the possibilities of the immortals, the possibilities of heaven. Whatever Joseph says, they will follow. He just said, "You know what? Today, we need all Egypt together because I want to host a crusade." They don't have option. Because if they don't, they won't eat. Oh my God. We need strategies. Are you following me? Are you me?
Yes, sir.
When you build kingdom schools, you might not tell me it's Christ-centered school. Amen? You just say, brain builders. Let them come. It is when they enter, you know, the real thing you are looking for in orange is not the epical. It's the thing inside. But the thing outside will attract you. But when you not enter, you not say, orange is sweet. You are not here. So from outside, they might not write, "Christ is coming school, so coming soon school." They won't come. Amen? Are you me? Say, this one is about Christ. But I say, brain builders, Muslims will come. The very first day they came, you just spoke to them, you did well. Before they finished, you gave them food, you gave them materials. Say, "Don't worry, don't pay. They will give back and say, "Mommy, that school is good. They gave us, it's an introduction into reality." Are you mean? It is packaged. When you, one day you are just teaching as a teacher. So say, "You know Jesus, he loves you, but you are teaching mathematics." Are you mean? What are you doing? You are winning, you are doing mass evangelism. Because where we should attract now are the kids. What is happening among the kid realm is terrible. Are you following me? In fact, in our age and time, the kids are growing faster than we think. A child of 2 years old, 3 years old can handle a tablet phone. Are you following me? When you hand over a tablet to a child, he will maneuver and handle it accurately. What are we saying? It means that they have been learning from the womb. Are you me? Say, it's a child, though. Let him sleep when they are praying. Sleep what? And this same child will just alight upon a pornography picture or video. I was telling them today that as we speak now, we have millions of pornography videos on the internet. The devil has invaded the internet. He has invaded the political sector, the media. Are you mean? There's no reasonable song again. All of those things. You just see them, they come, they do dance steps for you. They're just doing it. Somebody just doing it. Amen? And did you know the realm that guy took it from? It was after India M. Amen? He took marijuana and a spirit came and began to give him dance steps. It's an initiation into reality. So, no wonder he began to give them exercise. He said, "You do this, you do this," and people are not doing it. Amen. It's because they want to infiltrate the heart of man. They want to build Babylon, the mystery Babylon, in the heart of man, so that your allegiance can be paid unto the devil. That's why you can sleep, and as you are sleeping, you just see a spirit comes. You just see yourself intercoursing with a being. You didn't know how that being came. Yeah, it came because you have opened up your chambers to demonic influences. Say, "I'm having wet dream." You have it. It's a reality.
I hope you are blessed. I don't want to teach for long. Are you me? I'm just trying to release body. When I'm done, I will. Don't worry. But I won't teach for long. We need to arise. Are you me? This is the way we can salvage the situation around us. And you know the point about God? If there is no replacement, there won't be displacement. If God does not see a replacement, he can't displace any. That's what I'm saying. So you are saying now that Buhari should leave the throne, right? Who will replace him? Which Christian? The one that we managed to put, he doesn't have his knee again. His knee again. Sorry. Pretend as if you didn't hear. It's as though we don't have. We have a lot of Christians in the cabinet. Very recently, one of them is saying nonsense. Amen? People will say, ah, this guy has forgotten that he is. No, I saw in his mouth tobacco. I don't want to mention his name. And he's a pastor. And he was saying not that we should be happy that Boko Haram didn't kill too much. The system has eaten it up. It's now shut down. So it's as though Christians don't have a say again. We have many of them in the cabinet. But there's no say. Why? Because the ruling force over them. Do you understand it? What we need is that a kingdom man will be the person ruling, not a kingdom man being under the person ruling. Because you might not have a say. Are you following me? Can I tell you a simple truth? If the boss that is over you, the person who pays your salary, if he's smoking weed and says, come, anytime, go and buy weed for me, you don't have option.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
If you do not, it means that you'll be retrenched. Your salary will not be paid. The first thing you think is that, how will my mommy eat if I don't buy this weed? Because I will not be paid. Amen. There are things, there are bills I want to settle at home. So you think all of those things, you go and buy the weed, Christian brother. Are you following? You know why? Because he's still the one ruling you. He's the one paying your salary. But if you have your own salary on your own, you can take decision at will. Are you following? That's why I see many of us, you might not be, God might be shooting you into the business world. You know why? So that you can have time to serve him. And you'll not be susceptible to any demonic system. And some of you who work, it's good. Alright. It's good. Alright. So, God will ensure that he plants us in systems, and the purpose of planting you there is not to be in slavery. Are you following me? It's so that you can effect his kingdom in that place. Alright? So when you begin to see systems that are erroneous to the kingdom, before you leave your house in the morning, you say, Lord, I take over this territory today. Do you understand? I arrest the atmosphere. It will take time. But keep doing it. Keep doing it. Don't stop saying it. Keep pronouncing it. A time you can say, but Lord, I've been praying, I'm not seeing results. You are the one thinking you are not seeing the results. Something is shifting in the spirit realm. Alright? It's because the cloud is still gathering the rain. When the cloud has gathered the rain, they will empty themselves. Are you following me? Just keep speaking. Keep speaking. I am here for a purpose. And that purpose will be achieved.
I arrest the systems ruling this organization. I arrest the heart of my boss. Are you following me? That's the way you shift things. You enact priesthood. You erect altars. They can tag you. Yes, let them. All right? Let them tag you. Glory to Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
Step by step,
you lead me,
and I will
follow you all of my days.
Step by step, you lead me.
Step by step.
And I will follow you.
And I will follow you.
You see, some of you in the dream world, in your dream, you will see a lot of gateways opening. You'll be taken to the treasures of the realm immortal. And you begin to see things you have not seen before. Alright? You see, when you go to sleep, you open your heart expectant. Don't just sleep and snore. Are you following me? You open your chambers for reception. Don't just lie down on the bed and just sleep off. No, sir. You begin to think. You think your way to sleep. You meditate your way. It's because as you are thinking, that thought pattern continues in the dream. And that thing engenders a living creature. He engenders a living being, a living entity. The angelic being that is in that realm of thought will come. He might come in the form of a man. Are you following me? And they will begin to take you places. They begin to introduce you. Don't just be dumb and be looking. Talk, ask, my Lord. Sorry. What meaneth this? It's not your Lord again. Amen. It's in the Old Testament that angel is your Lord. Amen. But now, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Ask questions. You see, one thing that is consistent with the Old Testament patriarchs, they ask questions. You see, Zechariah say, what does these two olive trees mean? What is the meaning of these candlesticks? They ask questions, and then they'll say, are you saying you don't know? Say, I do not know. What you don't know, you don't know. Be real. Even though he's a prophet, he says, this candlestick, me, I don't know. I will show you the mystery of the candlesticks. And some of you have experiences in the dream. You are just like a dumb. Just walk like this. But you come and say, I saw this. I don't know. Why were you dumb? Why didn't you ask questions? Oh, glory to God. What I'm saying, I'm saying. There will be treasure rooms where you will pick your own. And those things will be unlocked. Hey, you will go within the deep, layers upon layers. You will travel into the deep. See, there are things yet in water that you have not seen. There are things yet in the sea that you have not seen. There are things yet in the air that you have not captured. There are things yet in time, on the landscape, that you have not captured. These things are reality in God. We do not leave all of these things to the demonic world. They are taking advantage of it, and they are susceptible to all of those things. It's painful. Painful. Christians, we need to arise.
Step by,
you lead me on,
and I will follow you all of my
days.
Step by step, you lead me.
Step by step,
you lead me.
Kaina
mo, saina mo na ye.
And I will follow.
You see, we have been giving prophecies. Some of us, our prophecies, we need to eat asshole.
Are you following me? That's the place some of them can be relevant. Prophecies to governmental parastatals. Not just taking and using sash and rod and doing like this. That the best we see is that somebody will die in your family. Somebody will die. Are you not seeing anything in your own life? Are you only seeing death? Your own prophetic bitter, is it supposed to be seeing only death? You can't see where money is, where the treasure of the country is. You can't give instructions and doctrine to men in government. I say, come, if we do it like this, this will be the result. In the business world, they are doing it like this, but you come. You branded your own. Of course, men will flow into it. Yes, there can be millions on the road that are doing the same business, but your own will rise like the horn of the unicorn. It will rise like the horn of the unicorn. Why? Because there's a texture, there's the canvas of immortality, there's a painting of God over it. Painting of God. Painting of God. We dare to be different. We don't do things the way they do it. Oh, we receive wisdom. We receive sight. We receive counsel, sight, wisdom of the ancient one. I am up for Sambola Amba Saila. They do it this way. We come in another way. We reveal the wisdom of heaven. The wisdom of heaven. Oh my God. I receive to be, I refuse to be relevant. I refuse to be relevant.
I refuse to be relevant.
I am relevant. I went. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
They came to you and they said, all of the medical practitioners, they have done all that they could, but they cannot solve this situation. And you just go to God. You are in that same place as a doctor or as a trainee. I say, God, what do we do? You begin to pray it on Sabona Moka. Ilus Kemano Beke Adundesa Ipura. As you are praying, you just receive a wisdom. Say, go and take a syringe. Look for water. Read someone into the water and put the syringe in the water and just put, inject the patient with water. And all that they are collocated to do that they couldn't do, you just came by the wisdom of the water. You, it was water you injected, but water got life. Because everything that God created stemmed out of waters. Genesis chapter 1. Dare to be different. Don't do the things the way. But learn from the deep. Learn from the spirit. Even, of course, there are templates that you can follow in time. However, there's something that gives the edge is the learnings of the spirit. The learnings of the spirit. Are you following me?
Yes.
If you are going to be a preacher, be the best. Amen. That everywhere I get to, men must not remain the same. That's why they can call you back again.
Yes, sir.
That's the secret of relevance. How that you can be listening to a man for years and you are not tired. Amen. At least you have been listening now for, you come every Tuesday, every minute, and you can't be tired. You can't. Are you following me? There's something that sponsors our utterances.
Yes,
that makes it fresh. I can be saying the same thing, but it will be fresh in your ears. It's a place. There's a deep. There's a realm. That's where we are speaking from. That's the way. Every sphere, ensure that you have downloaded the invention for that realm. Witty inventions. Wait, you think a man will just come and patronize you? No! A spirit must introduce that man. The devil, they can't. People, are you me? Someone will consult an herbalist. I say, I'm not selling. And the herbalist speaks it to Jero. And they will go and use Jero and put it around the shop. And from the day the herbalist spoke, the person began to sell. Jero was attracting men. You don't have Jero, you have God. Is Jero better than your own God? Hello, listen to me. Have quality time of thinking. Quality time. Don't just see. I told you on Saturday, don't just be everywhere. Are you me? If you are too relevant with men, few spirits will hang around you. But when you stay alone, your own company will come. And when your company comes, you receive wisdom. Into the wisdom before time began, you called us into, and you made a plan that we live and move and have our being in thee. Into the wisdom before time began, you called us into, and you made a plan that we live and move and have our being in. You are not just waiting to get out of school to be relevant. From school, you are beginning to think, Lord, what's next? What next? You now begin to initiate you into immortal materials. Immortal. I love to use that in a lot. Immortal materials. Not time materials. Immortal materials. Immortal templates. See, there's a way you can do business differently. Hallelujah.
Boy, take your seat. Let me drive it home a little bit.
And it shall come to pass, and I'm just still hanging around here, in the last days, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations, not all nations. Listen, did you see that prophecy? The prophecy that all nations shall flow, not shall come, because nations flow, people come. Are you mean? Nations does what? They flow. Mass exodus. Mass transit. Are you mean? This kind of is not.
Don't worry. I don't want to say something.
Of course, you can organize mass transit buses to convey people, but that will not be the reason why they will come. Even if they sorry, do you understand? Even if there are no buses, they will still come.
I don't, why are you laughing?
I'm just teaching.
All right, I don't know the reason why you're laughing.
So you, we place 30 here, we place 40 there. Just you, amen. If they will come with their money, even if they miss bus, they will still come. And nations shall flow into it. Let me show you why they are coming. There's something that propels them. Alright? And many people shall go and say, come. Alright? This is evangelism. And many people shall go and say, come. Amen? Just like menorah, if many of you go and say, come, many people will come. Amen? Many people will say, go. And are you me?
You are not here.
This crypto became a serious burden to me.
when my eyes open.
I say, no, I have to place life in this kingdom. I'm sure I cannot finish this day. But I'll just try. Are you me?
Many people shall go and see that what? Come. There is something they are seeing that prepares them to go and see. Come.
And I told you about John chapter 4. Is that true?
The woman went.
Do you remember the madman of the gatherer? Alright?
Nobody knew that there's an evangelist in that man. Nobody knew. And the best just would have done is to kill the evangelist in him. Because that was the culture in the Old Testament, that when you see somebody who is a demoniac, you just exterminate the person, you kill the person. Yes, that's why the Bible said that suffer not a witch to live. So the way there are ways in the Old Testament is that when you see a demoniac, you do what? You kill. Because it is suffer not a witch. It was only one man that defied that in the Old Testament, and that was Samuel. By his strings, he was sending out evil spirits. Alright. And mind you, that sending out is just because the evil reality is hanging out, not because it's within. Do you understand it? So when Jesus came, he began to introduce them to another technology that instead of exterminating this man or this demoniac, the best to do is to cast out that devil. Alright? Because the vessel is needful.
Are you following me?
The vessel is what?
It's needful. So it came to that one. I said, how many are you? Say, we are legions.
Send them out. When the man was okay, the Bible says that he went to Decapolis, 10 cities. Eh? But the best we saw out of that man was a demoniac who tears his body. Nobody knew that the possibilities of an evangelist is within him. So when he was okay, he went to preach in 10 cities. In 10 cities. Imagine that Jesus had killed him. That means Jesus killed men in 10 cities.
Are you following me?
So he didn't just kill a man, because a man is as strong as a nation. But that's what you see. You are not alone, sir. Within you are floods of nationalities. Nations are within you. Are you following me? So when somebody dies, you should look at a nation. That in that day, you will have compassion towards people who are dying. It's not just one person who died. Nations died.
No, some of you are used to death now. Someone just say, what killed him? Amen. I follow him. The best to do is to write R.I.P.
Instead of you to sit down and think that nation just died. Because you don't just kill a man, you are killing a nation.
Are you following me? You are not here.
He went and preached to 10 cities.
Alright?
And many people shall go and say, Come.
It's like one of the prophecies of the last days that
6 women. Seven women, they will hold on to the skirt of a man, say, let us just bear your name. We don't need your children. We just want to bear your... It's a prophetic reality.
Are you following? It's prophetic. It's not just what you think.
Yes, sir. It's talking about the church. We just want to bear your name, the name of Christ. Let's just hold on to the ends of your garment.
Hallelujah. Alright, so and people shall come and go and say, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob,
and he will teach, oh my God. Listen, he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. It is this teaching that engenders your walking. Is that clear? So there's something attracting them. There's something attracting them to want to go to the house of the Lord. They know that every time we get to church, we are going to receive illumination. We are going to be lightened. Every time we arrive at this place, why do you think people are conglomerating around a place or collocating around a place? It's because they know that wisdom to be factored out of this place. I cannot arrive here and go back the same. When I come, something must drop. So we are going there for the purpose of learning his ways, so that we can walk. Because the purpose of learning is to walk.
Are you following me?
The purpose of learning is not amassing knowledge. The purpose of learning is walk. Alright? So, learning is intertwined with walking. If you are learning and you are not walking, you are demeaning. Are you following me? So, you must learn and walk. So we are going to the house of the Lord, and the reason why we are going, that's why, Elusa, what should entice you majorly in the presence is the ways of God that you are capturing. Are you with me? Is the ways of God that you are what? You are capturing. That should be your enticement. You are not just enticed because, of course, miracle signs and wonders, they are good, alright? But majorly it's for babes, so that they can come into reality, alright? But what entices men, sons in the kingdom, is the ways of the Spirit that has been taught, alright? Because teaching has within it an intrinsic value of activation. Hope you are aware of that. Yes. Teaching has an intrinsic value of activation. That you are just hearing it, you can be activated. Is that true?
Yes.
Have you experienced it before? That you are just taught and activation is going on.
Alright? Let me just say teaching.
Accurate teaching.
Accurate teaching. Because I have to balance it. Right.
So it says, as we go to Zion, as we go to this gate, to this house of the Lord, what we are going to do is to learn of his ways. Is so that it will weave within us the technology that sponsors his reality. Him.
Are you following?
It can weave into us the canvas of eternity, the canvas of immortality. Are you following? The painting of his realm. What informs the formation, the fabrication of his realm? Alright? We will begin to unlock those things unto us. It is on those basis, on that basis, that we have the capacity to represent him to the fullest. It is because we know his ways that we can now replicate his ways. But if you do not know it, you cannot replicate it. And you cannot also represent it.
Is that true? Many shall say.
Alright. The Bible says to us, that was why you saw that there was a dichotomy between Moses and the Israelites. Because Moses had access to the ways of the Lord. Is that true? The Israelites, as a people, all they had access to was the acts of the Lord. All they wanted is manna. They ate manna to the point that it came out of their nostrils.
You are not aware. You have not read Bible. You are not Bible student.
When they tempted the Lord in the wilderness, said, God, we know, God said, I will give you manna until it comes out of your nostrils. And some of them ate truly and it came out of their nostrils. You are not here. This is not a hyperbole. It's no exaggeration. They ate and ate. I mean, and they ate and ate and ate.
they were gluttonous. They wanted to eat what they will eat in 1 year, in 3 days. That's how many people have eaten their 30 years now. All of these Yahoo boys they are seeing, they have eaten. That's why they cannot live their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Are you following me? Some of them will still carry the, you see, my pompon later. I mean, somebody was sharing, Apostle John Suleiman was sharing about a man who was doing fine, a good Yahoo boy. He eats money, spending anyhow. He said the day he came to Lagos, the guy was doing cab. This was a multi-millionaire, was doing cab. Amen. Not Uber, cabu. You know, you can see. Uber is still okay. It has packages. This one is what? Is what? Kabukab. But it was one time a millionaire that people were hailing. Wow. But now it's Kabukab. That one is still okay. If he does not retrace his steps early enough, you will see sand and call it money. Because you have spent your 50 years in 1 year. That's the problem. Are you following? Some of us, you don't know what you are learning now. By the time you learn well, when money comes, you will spend well.
Manage well.
That's why it has not come. Because you need to be educated first. You learn before you walk. And so you learn how to... When it comes, you now know that... The reason why I have money is for kingdom purpose. If they give you money now, the next thing that I want to... iPad. So that when I preach, I'm just like this. Amen? I follow you. So that when the man of God comes, iPad. Are you with me? The power is not in the part, it's in you. Amen? I'm not saying it's bad. Alright? I'm just saying to you that when money comes now, there are irrelevances that you'll be pursuing. So you have to first learn. So that even when money comes, God allowed that the children of Israel, they learn the hard way. Wait. Why was it that it was when they were about Exodus? That God now said, go and plunder the Egyptians. He allowed them to learn first. So when they were about leaving Egypt, that's like, go and plunder Egypt, and everything that they demanded, they gave them. They gave them jewelries, they gave them everything. And when God now came in Exodus 25 and said, those things that you collected, they didn't struggle to give it. Why? Because they had first learned that what we are taking is for the kingdom. Are you Masali? Are you following me? We learn the ways of the Spirit. And when we learn the ways of the Spirit, we also walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. You first learn the ways of the Spirit and also walk in the Spirit. Very important. Many are learning, few are walking. Many shall say, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. It's not because they know that after service they will eat banquet. Or in the service they will share money. See, if you come for service today, we'll give you money. That was not what attracted them. What attracted them was teaching. I wonder how people will be joyous that want to go and learn. You know why? It's because it is the ways of the Lord. That was why David said, I was glad when they say unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Alright? Our feet shall stand. Our feet shall stand within the gates. There's something that gladdens his heart. He's coming to the house of the Lord. You don't understand. You know, the Davidic tabernacle didn't have protocol. So as you are entering, what you are beholding is the glory. It is in Moses' tabernacle that you have to you go through outer courts. No, as you are coming to David, you are seeing the glory life.
So every time he wants to go, he's happy. That, I want to go and behold the glory again. The Shekinah comes upon the mercy seat where God will begin to speak to them directly. So he's glad. And that thing is running to go and pursue is within you. So you, as you are running like this, you are running with it. He is going to it, but you are running with it. How I wish we know this. How I wish we know your multi-dimensional reality in Christ. It's because we have not been taught. If some of the things that we know now, we have been taught from scratch. Aloma Kamasa. Are you with me? Have become terrors to the kingdom. That's why, see, I will check your lives. If your kids are like Malians, I will slap you. Are you with me? Because you cannot claim to me that you have been learning and we cannot see the effect. It's also talking to me. We cannot see the effect on your kids. You didn't have the privilege, but we must see that life in your child.
Yes,
early enough, I will see, don't worry. You are not running. Even if you marry, I will check you. Even if you marry, there's no way you want to run to. Your husband too must subscribe. Are you being everyone? Malia Kwasizu. Are you following me? We must see it. You are blaming your mother. It's okay. That they didn't teach you. But you are learning. We want to see the result of your schooling. He says, because my mom, she was once an infant, please. It's okay. That one has gone. Amen. You that you are now learning, we want to see what you replicate in your sons and your daughters. That's why I don't want to have too many. So that the ones that I have, we can replace them. And they can become terrors. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Die! Brethren, we need to walk. We need to write. Even though I started pretty early, it's still painful I didn't start early enough. I'm telling you that I didn't start.
The devil has done over time.
Serious. He has done what? Over time. If all he did was his normal duty, it would be easy. But we allowed him to do over time. He finished duty. We still paid him for extra. Are you following? That teaching, we attract men. Are you following nations? When the Bible says nation, that means it's talking about flood of people. That people are flooding, and the only reason why they are going is because they want to go and learn. Are you following me? They might not have limousine and Bentley and G-Wagon. Are you me? But they know that if I learn well, one day it will come. People are running after it. But somebody somewhere just say, sir, I've been seeing you in my dream. And God has been saying, the car I have is meant for you. You are not here.
So people can gather money. See, let me save. Out of my salary, I will save 40. It's in 2 years or in 3 years, I can buy a car. But you are just learning the ways of God. You are just learning the ways of God.
And when you mature, someone just say, sir, I have to. There's something in my hand that belongs to you. It's meant for you. Even if he's doing, if he's being alternate, angels can come with skin. I say it humorously. That if it is me, you can't forget. I don't know, but if it is me that you want to give something, you cannot be obstinate. Because you'll be flogged.
Yes.
Is a consciousness abuse. And some of you know that. Amen. You don't just give me something. You think you have capacity to give me something. No, something compelled you. There's a spirit. You're just saying, pastor or something. You don't have, you are not eating.
But let me.
you're laughing. You know that the way it's happening to you is also happening to me. Somebody was chatting me. I was talking to a brother. I said today, that was on Sunday. That day alone. No, I'm very okay, I'm very rich. You understand? But that day alone, there was a demand placed on what I have. A day alone, 33,000 naira. Just send out. You now say we'll be poor. It's not possible. It's too late. A day, 33K. Because as you see now, say this man. Oh yeah, this man. we are not here. So you, I can't do that, and there will not be. So you too, you are. Glory to Jesus. So don't, when you bless some, don't just think you just bless them because you are good. Listen to me. If you bless me, there are people in your family that you ought to bless. You boycotted them and you bless me. There is a spirit. There is an atmosphere over our head that will compare that you will leave your. Glory to God. He's saying Jesus. You know she has done it, man. So maybe he said, yeah, so that's why I sent pastor. Hallelujah. The spirit, the ways of the spirit are sweet. Just keep learning Christ. Alright? When it comes, you know, somebody was interviewing me, that thing that I shared. Said, how do you cope with financial pressure? I said, that's my own. The day it comes, I appreciate God. And if it doesn't come, so I count God faithful. You understand? I'm not in competition with anybody. If it comes, we put ourselves under unnecessary pressure. That's why we are going through errors. Amen. What's my own with? Of course, I know it's good. You know, I look good, all right. But I don't put myself under pressure. If it comes, all right. Are you following me? If it doesn't, see, I must buy clothes. I must buy clothes. Difficult. Many of the things that you see is because. This one says, take that. Not because of pressure. I was like, when you are saying that, you can do anything to do it. Even if you say, if you take that, you collect extra on top of your school fees. He said, Daddy, they have increased our school fees. That time, you will not remember you are the sister called. You won't. Because you really needed a phone. So you needed to add money. See? So there are things that we want to do. And when it comes to fellowship, I just share them on you. Lift up your holy head. At that time, you now leave the phone. As you can see, then lift up your holy head. Now turn the Samsung side like this. And God's looking at you from heaven. Is this the person I've built? Abraham said, I've lifted up my hands unto the God of heaven. So that you will not see that I took anything from you. I understand it. I don't need your riches. I don't need it. Anything God cannot give me should be left undone. Alright? And I don't want it to be for long. No, let me look for a way to tidy up. I'm checking the time. There's still time now. Let me look for a way to tidy up. You know what I wanted to do today? I've not entered. Seriously. Before God, man. I'm just. It's verse 4. My emphasis is verse 4 today. Yes. Before God, man. Some of you think I joke when I say all of this. No. It's the reality. Alright. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Verse 4. It's because I'm rushing. Don't think. I just want to steer you so that you can. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
You are seeing the people are talking about. People are running to the house of the Lord because of the law. You are saying thank you, sir. Now it's okay. It's a matter. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. My God, it's good to be in His presence. And shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. Suleiman no Kaiba. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. How can I tidy this place up now? It's deep. The Lord is trying to switch a gear.
The way is
open. Hey, are you following me? If you are a Bible student, you will discover that previously there was a prophecy around this. But in that prophecy, it was inversely proportional. Alright? It was not they shall beat their sword into plowshares. It was they shall beat their plowshares into sword. But now, Prophet Isaiah is capturing from another window, from another vista, that they shall beat their sword.
Okay, wait. Dwell thing.
So that you can see what I'm saying. Because some of you, you are looking at me and say, Dwell 3. Let's start from verse 9. Dwell 3 and verse 9. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up. Did you see that?
Yes,
prepare what? War. Wake up, the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into what? Isaiah said what? Beat your sword into. But this one says, beat your plowshares into sword and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, as the what? We quote that scripture wrongly. That no, it's battle. It's not because you are sick. Yes, sir. No, this one is a battle-oriented reality. That nobody's weak here. Everyone, you are strong. You can fight. It's not I'm sick. Lord, I am strong. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. What Bible says is that go and fight. If you know that you are strong, go and fight. Amen. Because it is the season of war. But the high-ranking prophets gaze into a window that shifted this prophecy that Joel said. Joel was advocating war, but Isaiah was advocating economic advancement. Hi. Are you me? See, if you are wise, it might not be for all. But I want to give you a prophecy. If you are wise, you have to switch into agriculture, farming. Because the season that we are in is a season of. What Isaiah is saying here. Let's go back. And they shall beat their swords. That means the sword is for warfare, right? So you have to transit from warfare into plowing. That's an agrarian sector, agricultural sector that you are plowing. You are sifting. You are putting into the sickle.
Yes, sir.
All right. That means you are investing in economy. You are investing in agriculture. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
He said, instead of learning war, you switch into business.
be aware that right now, one of the things that is generating massive income in Nigeria is agriculture.
Yes, sir.
Usually they import food, but now that the border is closed, they discover that they are recouping about $7 billion. That the border is closed. $7 billion. They were supposed to invest that money in importing agricultural produce. But now that we are producing ourselves, the money that is supposed to come from agriculture is now geared towards other infrastructures and facilities. Now you can see the money that they waste on importing food before. But now that our farmers have arisen, they are not doing fine. Those monies are now geared towards another cause. Are you following me? If you are wise, not for all, because you must know what the Lord wants you to do. Alright? But I want to announce to you that in this season, there's going to be an economical advancement. Are you following me? It's not the season of war. It's a season of investment. Alright? These are the things that they come to lay. So it's not just spiritual growth.
You are not here.
They learn business strategies.
Am I here?
Let me close.
Glory to God.
Oh, so you don't know that in God you are not just learning spiritual growth. God is the principal agent in business. He's a business tycoon. A principal architectural designer. Amen. You don't know? Oh, you don't know? Job 38. When I laid the foundation of the earth, that's a building man speaking. A man who is a builder. Where were you when I drew the curtain of the earth? Where were you when I set the coordinates? It's our language. If you do urban regional planning, that's our language. So God is speaking as a town planner. So learning the ways of God is because you can bring men into strategies. Are you following me? So that when men come, they can learn realities in God. So every time you stay, it's not just to say, Lord, develop me, develop my muscle spiritually. And you are weak financially. Your muscle is coming like this. You are empty, but weak. You want to come for meeting, no money. Are you following me? You are manoko saida. Sir, speak in tongues, but speak intelligently. Let the tongue be converted. It's a convertible material that used in transacting that realm. You will come back with downloads that will sponsor resources. Are you following me? Come back with downloads.
I come and ask, maybe because me I preach, so I don't know how. When I need money, that works. Belemon, Subra, Akobo, Eliman, Osikalaba. Hallelujah.
See, this season is not going to be the season of war.
I was telling some people on Sunday, I say it every time humorously when I'm preaching. Tell some people, they are war so much, they are now looking like war. The English is not sweet. Yoruba is sweet. Amen. They look like battle. And she says, Mamolo Gunri, battle mommy.
Amen.
They are alive. Hello, sir. You need to switch when you understand you are worrying from the place of rest. You are worrying from victory, not for victory. From you walk victoriously. Don't leave the bird that is flying on your house. Eh? Some people birds will fly and they will not sleep because they have come home. They have come. I was somewhere one day. We were just praying, and the bird just said, "Eh, they have come." I speak before God. And I said, So when I was preaching, leave bird, okay. Let them, even if you pass through my house, you are the one that will contact him. I will sleep well because I walk from victory. What you should think now is advancement. Are you following me? You know what is killing us? It's this realm that we are. If you go to advanced countries, at 18, you're on your own.
Yes, sir.
19, you're on your own. Some of you are 25, you have not even found your bearing. You are 25, see that? There are things I took early enough in my life. I've learned from, is it 19 or 18? To be giving my mom from that time. When she wants to give me, I don't take. So it helped me to be responsible at every point in time I walked, just to ensure I'm having something. Do you understand it? That mentality, that's why I don't struggle to give, because I've built it right from time. Depend on people. Say, if you have not given, give you money for boxes, give money for singlet, give money. Are you with me? You better stand up. Are you mean? See, let me tell you something. Don't look up to people for anything. I'm begging you.
Some say, if I don't have money, my spiritual father will give me. My spiritual father.
Is it money you're supposed to be looking for? Or value? I've never for once asked. Even those that I had so many needs. You know how wealthy he is? Very wealthy. But that's what I'm looking for.
Looking for your physical to give you money.
But if he decides to give you, no problem.
But I'm saying this need, then he must be the one to give you. I'm not just learning the ways of the spirit. Hallelujah. You know, this thing is fun. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some of us are, some of the youth in this time. That's the way they even choose spiritual father. When they see the one that is broke, they can't be this one. See, have you heard God? I heard God. I heard God. Ah, no, it can't be. I remember one person was saying, actually, it's PSN. But see, some of you look at my car. I say,
no, these things are reality. What you should be looking for is spiritual deposits. That's all. Because if you have that thing, money will come. What makes him in is what you need. You're not just looking for fish. Let him make you fishers of men. Not just him giving you fish. There's no problem if they give you money. Alright? But let them make you what makes him. When I see him, I say, this man is worthy, he's blessed in this place. Are you following me? And some of you have opportunity. I teach you every week. Every menorah. I don't have the privilege. they don't record his messages.
It's just now that he began Heaven Sat, that you have little of his materials. No opportunity. It's far. I can't be traveling there every time. Do you understand it? But still, I know that his prayers works up, and I do my duty, my responsibility. I know what I want. Amen. I might not be there, but I can send something that will enforce what it carries on me. So I can send my seed, and my seed will download up what it carries on me. So, do you understand this?
How did I get here?
It just came. It came like a wind. So I needed to clear the air with this. As they brought it, I needed to. You understand this?
So you know it's good that when you are teaching, you pay attention to what the Spirit is saying. You don't just talk. You just talk ahead of the Holy Ghost. You can be faster than the Holy Ghost. You can go ahead of Him. So that's why when you are teaching, you pay attention. You hear Him. All right.
Glory to Jesus. So this is a convertible reality, right? So it says to us that they will beat their sword into plowshares. That means you are converting warfare into agrarian reality, into business. Alright? That was what helped Solomon. He never fought any battle. Okay, so I was saying to you that, do you know why Solomon, let me say it's just simple. Do you know why Solomon, when God came and God said, ask me anything, and the only thing Solomon asked was wisdom. Why was it that it was wisdom he asked? It was because there was an heritage. There was something the father taught him. That's why if you say you have covering, you must pay attention to the teachings, to the word of the Lord that comes out of the accurate word that comes and proceeds out of your mouth. Because in the days to come, those things that you have been taught, God will come for it. Do you understand it? It's not just because Solomon sacrificed 1,000 burnt offerings. No! There was something that God was placing demand on, and it was the teaching office of his father. Do you understand it? Proverbs chapter 4. Are we there? Proverbs, are we there? If you are there, say yes, sir. Alright, or you can't say sir, say yes. Yeah, because the sir is not compulsory. Amen. Now, this will join many of you together. You are older than me. Okay. Answer? What I said, if you join you together, I didn't say one person. Hallelujah. All right, are we there? Now, this is Solomon teaching his children, and hear what he's saying. He said, hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son. Who is his father? David. Tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. That's Bathsheba. Alright. He taught me also, Ahilo, Kamo Besaneka, and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandment and live. Get wisdom. Did you see that? So God taught him that the father taught him that all you need is wisdom. Me, I fought battle. But if you don't want to fight, get wisdom.
manus asela. That's the instruction of a father. He is also now teaching his own children what the father taught him. That's a transgenerational doctrine.
You are seeing it for the first time. You know, you can just read the Bible and read and read. It doesn't make many.
But when a man comes and explains to you,
so you are just seeing it, are you?
But you have read it before several times.
Several times.
And that's why you need a man.
Do you understand?
Well, there are things that, like, just I need a man to. Do you understand?
You are learning.
But it's in your Bible. No, but you have read it several times.
So when God now came, God wanted to test him. God said, okay, now ask me. I want to know if you have learned from your father's way. But you're going to say, this guy you have learned from. God said, I will now give you beyond wisdom. I will give you wisdom. But I will add every other thing. There will be addendum. That's the reality of spiritual heritage. When your covering teaches you something, it becomes part of it. Because one day, God will place demand on it. That's why it's explained that every time you are ensuring that you are listening to the counsel of your covering. You know why? Some of us, we don't have fathers who are strong. Just like myself. My father has never taught me anything. I've never even spoken to him before. How will it? Are you with me?
Yes,
sir. And some of you too.
You know, some, your father will go like this. By the time he comes back to the house, he'll be like this.
You will see your mom say, Auntie, come.
Are you? I hope. So the best he can give you is alcohol. Are you me?
God.
In fact, there are things that you learn from him, how to beat your mom. Am I talking to somebody?
Oh God.
So there's an heritage. And it's the heritage of doctrine, counsel of the spirit that you give to your posterity, you give to your seed. So you can see the example in the life of Solomon. Is that true? Go ahead and watch it.
Maybe we'll press some other time. Let me just you.
Are you blessed already? You see, listen very carefully. From now onward, ensure that you are placing a demand of God on God for innovation, for inventions, for ideas. Are you following me? I speak to the CEOs inside of you all.
Yes, sir.
When you are there, I speak to the CEOs inside of you that every time you place a demand on God, I have told you, never in your life think money. Never in your life think what? Money. All you need to do is download ideas. Have a paper, write them down. There's the money, there's the resources that follows every idea.
Yes, sir.
When it's properly channeled.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? When you have maximized it. When you see, if you have the idea like this and you begin to ruminate, think about it, meditate over it. And within it, the Lord will be giving you the resources.
Yes, sir.
He will even tell you. Now, text this person.
Yes,
it's been long he helped you. It's been long. If I doesn't want to pick your call again, but see, that person, text him. I just say, send it up. I will send it now. You don't just think money. Just think the realities of God. Receive ideas. Receive downloads, invention. And just deal with it when you are sure. Meditate over it. Think. The finance, the resource will come. That's where I run my life.
Yes, sir.
My wife comes and tells me we need this in the house. We need this. Say no problem. There's no work I'm doing. Just bring it. I'll begin to think about it. Pray. Shalamana gosia. Ina pasua. It's from that place that I will receive how the money will come. So ministers who are broke, it's because you want to be broke. Are you?
Yes, sir.
You don't understand spirit technology. When you understand,
all of this I don't know how to do this, I don't know, it should stop. But many of us, we don't want to labor, even as ministers of the gospel, we don't want to labor. So we just look for schemes and gimmicks to suck money from people. So you see, next video, as you are coming, ensure that you come with fat seed. Because God says we should raise incense to Him. And every time, when you bring your seed, I will just gather it. Thank God. Let me go and buy what we need in the house. It's a strategy.
You're not here. Strategy. When we have needs in the house, I'll just say,
you know, as you are coming next to VGC, we should come with 5K seed. We want to raise incense to heaven. Are you mean? Alright, there are charlatans in ministry right now, scammers in ministry.
Oh my.
Are you mean? You're not here. You know what causes that? We cannot stay and engage the spirit. Someone what will sponsor your results.
So you look for ways to package things as you are coming. You know, you're given. Because I have the privilege of saying, you see, right now there are things in your account that you need to. I want to bless you. And for me to bless you, you have to release all that you have. God says all. It's all.
And you know what? Because you respect me and honor me, you reverence me so much, because I said you bring it.
Yes.
Because you believe that it is God speaking.
Yeah.
I can enjoy that thing, but I'll be stroked. I'll be beaten. Every minister who is not accurate, they know. They know. And they will pay for it. Hallelujah. That's why as ministers, you must maintain integrity. You see, I'm teaching you ministry. I'm teaching you all that you need to know to be a groomed entity. Do you understand it? So you are not just half-baked. You are balanced. You're not just half-baked. That this area is doing fine and this area is shut down. I see a lot, but you are broke. What is the purpose of your site? The scene is supposed to be bringing opportunities around. You see and you install. See, install. See, install. When you begin to install, those things will be convertible into resources. Hello, don't just see that. You have tried. Stop. All you are seeing is death. I see death in your family. I see death in your family. Your own ministry is death. You can't see where money is.
Talk to the Lord and engage Him. Hello, Bokusan.
Engage with consciousness. From now, let that be in your membrane. That when you pray, you are engaging consciously. You are engaging to receive, to download fresh places in the spirit, fresh realities in the spirit. Alemokotom basatela gapuri andaskala. Eko bonde shalubi kambarus kambatola. Ekebe besolobo kambana kuila dagaskala. Hallelujah. I was supposed to say this last week, but I shot it. No, one time I told some of you, I said, go and get my messages and listen to 40 of you and come back. And God says to me that thing is shot. Alright, I didn't want to say it openly. I've said it now. It's what? I will not say more than that. Maybe another 3 years or 5 years, the instruction will come again. But that one is short. There are things that you need to learn in God. When instruction comes, there is a reason. actually many persons. Or all of you, sorry. Short. It's not because God wanted to. He spoke to tell that thing. I wanted to say it. He said it to me. Last night. It's painful. But I give honor to my father.
Alright. Glory to God. I'm just telling you, a number that would have not said it, should in case you receive instructions,
you pay rapt attention to it and you walk. So you learn the grace of God and you also walk. Not just learning, not just receiving instruction. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory.
Thank you. I know some of you are in a bad mood, but sorry about that. Sorry.
Your name alone be praised. Your name alone be praised.